This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Reduce anxiety is to spend some time with us every day. We'll take all of your anxiety and turn it into more anxiety. How's that for a promise? I'm Doug Steffen, making promises on the air that I can keep with Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay has the ugga-bugga, so she's out today. She's got to be careful because of her son. He's young. You don't want to have children exposed to things, so she's laying low, and that's a good thing. Meanwhile, we are here to confront the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people. This is the outrage of the day. The outrage of the week is not the outrage of the year. Just the fact that we put up with the Chinese government is the outrage of our lifetimes, it seems to me. Never mind COVID, but now the Olympics and the requirement from the Beijing government, the communists, to have you install the whatever it is. Why don't you explain that again? I'm seething at this.
I know,
Victoria.
This is
Jennifer, if you haven't heard this, listen to this. Go ahead.
There's a smartphone app that every single person who is attending the Olympics, whether you're an athlete or a coach or a journalist or even family members, everyone has to download the My 2022 app, and the Citizen Lab, which
I'm sure it's just for convenience.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So the Citizen Lab, which is an internet watchdog group, they did a report on this, and they found, like, there are so many security flaws. There's no proper encryption with it. All of the data that's communicated through the app is very easy. It will be easily hacked. And essentially, multiple nations are now telling their athletes, and they should probably also include their journalists and the coaches in this, they're saying, don't use your real phone. Buy a burner, because everyone has to download this app. And take that instead. And they said, I mean, the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee issued the advisory saying, assume that every device and every communication, transaction, and online activity will be monitored. I don't understand.
But I'm a racist because I say call attention to these things. I'm a bad guy.
I mean, this is a corrupt government. This, to me, is
corrupt.
This transcends. But this transcends race. This is just, I mean, if... This is insane to me that the Olympic Committee has even allowed these games to be held in Beijing.
It makes you wonder. Their interests, the Olympic Committee, the UN, the World Health Organization. What are these people doing? Why? Do they have the naked pictures? Are they all on the take? What's the status here?
I took pictures of them with chickens. I took Jack Stockwell to task yesterday. We were talking about the World Health Organization. And was it Jack? Was it somebody else? Someone, anyway, who is an authority but should know better, was using the World Health Organization, quoting the World Health Organization to saying something. And I said, why in the world would you listen to, pay any attention, or quote anything that came from the World Health Organization? Because they're up to their mickey in corruption with the Chinese government. So here's just one more example. How many times do we have to lay these things out before people kind of get it? And yet many people listening to the program will go to the dollar store or Walmart or wherever and buy all kinds of stuff.
You know, I'm less mad at those people than I am mad at the people in the NBA and big corporations that are still not taking any steps to make it better for us.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I'm still really fired up by the guy who has partial ownership in the Golden State Warriors. I think we talked about it on yesterday's program. But he came out and basically said, you know, it's kind of below my bar. I don't care about the genocide. I don't care that they're killing
Weaver. Talking about last, early.
And it got to me. It really gets to me because
how can someone not care about
genocide?
Yeah,
exactly. I don't even care
people
about
people don't care about anything but themselves. That's
and this is a guy that was super involved, and this is again just he was involved with the Black Lives Matter movement, which tells me he cares about something. I'm not hitting him for being a part of that movement, but he cares about something. So how can you care about not care that people are being killed in China. And so I started thinking about it on my way to work, because I do a morning show after this program, because I am a masochist. And
no, you are a very good radio host. That's why you do the other program.
And I was thinking about the NBA, and I'm, you know, from Los Angeles. I can remember not so long ago where the owner of the Clippers had to sell his team. Remember the NBA forced his the sale of the Clippers because he had, I don't even remember what he said, but I think he said, like, the N-word. He was really not good stuff.
But didn't he have that?
But the NBA came in and forced
too?
The sale. Oh, yeah, she was a nut walking around with a shield over her face. Right. Although now she looks like a girl at the grocery store because we all are wearing weird shields and stuff. But maybe she was just ahead of the time. But still, like, what? And the NBA is not going to come out and speak against this guy. The Golden State Warriors, look, you can't make them sell the team. He's only a 10% owner. But you could tell the Golden State Warriors to knock this guy off of their ownership team. Come on.
We can fire two guys who are radio hosts up in Houlton, Maine, for referring to the couple of ladies that were on the basketball team, the high school basketball team, is overweight. That's more important than chasing down the Chinese government. I'm not saying that that's a cool thing to say, but to fire them? Everybody's so sensitive about everything except anything that comes to the Chinese government. From the government, nobody's sensitive about it. What do we, what?
Well, it's a clear double standard from the NBA they acted in one way with one person and in another way with another person when we know that they bow constantly, pardon the pun, to the Chinese government. That's
what they do.
They make a ton of money.
They make
so they overlook
money.
Stuff. And all their players do that as well because they're
more
making
merchandise
money.
For the NBA is purchased in China than anywhere else collectively.
Yeah,
but it doesn't even matter. It's just all of the jerseys and all of the memorabilia. The Chinese market is their number one market for that.
American culture in China.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So it is. Okay, so here's another hot spot. The Ukrainians and the Russians. And what is really going on? I thought that the Russians were threatening to invade the Ukraine. However.
Ukraine, yeah.
What did I say?
The Canada.
The Ukraine.
The United States. Yes. Thank you. Anyway, the Brazil. The buildup of 100,000 Russian troops on the Ukrainian border. Last week or so, the United States and some other countries have been, European countries, have been engaged in trying to negotiate with that little putz Putin. I like that. You like that? Little putz Putin. I like that's my new name for him, the little putz Putin. You should have a song. Phil, see if we can find a song we can put... Little Putz Putin's music.
Yeah, good luck, Phil. No pressure.
Phil, just on the fly, produce a parody song for us.
That's it. Yes, thank you. So apparently the Ukrainians are not worried at all, which kind of, there was a survey.
Well, the president doesn't seem certain. It doesn't seem happy. President Zelensky's a little ticked that Russia wants to take over Crimea, but they're used to it. I don't think they're not worried about it.
Well, I thought they already controlled Crimea. That's the resort where all the Russian bigwigs like to go and stand. You know, he likes to go around with his shirt off.
Ride a horse without a shirt on.
Ride a horse. Yeah, right. Yeah, chase the little girls around. That's his deal.
I don't think he's chasing little girls.
Well, maybe he's chasing little boys. Whatever he's chasing, it's whatever it is. It's the Crimea is kind of like going to the Cape or down to Florida. They wanted to have it for all of their big...
the big party. Vladimir Putin has said he does not feel like his Russia is complete without this area of the world, right? And so he wants to take it over again. And it became a big story because the troops are escalating. Russia started to pull out assets in certain areas. So yesterday it was that the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, went to meet in Ukraine this week. He's here. He's there the whole week, basically. And so they were asking Jen Psaki about this, and she said, we're prepared for them to invade at any moment, at any time. Basically, it's a done deal. And so it was kind of laughable when the argument about the filibuster was happening last week in the Senate and whether or not to blow it up. There was a piece of legislation that was put forth by Ted Cruz that would just sanction Russia. It sanctioned that Nord Stream 2 pipeline that was sanctioned before that's no longer sanctioned. And Democrats filibustered.
You want to go through
while they were talking about how stupid the filibuster was. Like, huh?
All right, so here's another one. The White House is warning Victoria, Jennifer, and everybody listening that a small percentage of people will not be able to order their rapid COVID-19 tests. Wasn't this a promise that was made? This is a,
I did mine.
You don't make promises.
I did mine. Right. Yeah. No. This is a postal service issue where and so it's a small percentage of people who got rejected saying, hey, someone's already ordered from this address. So like I was anticipating because I live in an apartment complex and you know people move in and out and we haven't even lived in this unit for a year. So. Well, no one steals stuff from the mailbox. We have a key. But I was expecting, because so many people have lived at this address and have this address probably listed, I was expecting to run into this issue, but I didn't. So it's some multiple family homes and apartments are the ones that are kind of caught in this. But the U.S.
Postal
Service...
So what's the solution to the problem?
Well, the Postal Service says that they're aware of it and they're working on it. So it doesn't mean you won't be able to get a test. But other than that, it was very easy. It took me like 10 seconds. I was surprised at how easy and quick it was. The website didn't crash. I know a lot of people thought it might, but it didn't. So far, so good. Go on there and get your tests ordered.
Speaking of the Postal Service, yesterday I had to send a special delivery letter to a guy up in Malone, New York. So I'm at the counter, very nice fellow, goes through all of the things that I have to do, and he said, would you like to get there tomorrow, or would you like it to get there next week? And I said, well, I guess I better have it go tomorrow. What's the difference in the price? Well, if you send it for delivery tomorrow, it's $27. If you want to have it delivered next week, it's $24.75.
What?
And I looked at him, I said, huh?
And there's nothing in between? Like
no.
Like 2-3 day option?
But you're only for $3 more, so
right.
Everybody's going to send it overnight, to be sure. But
right,
who
of course.
Thinks this stuff up at the post? Who does this?
I have a postage meter at my office, and you'd be surprised. When you're metering out, when you're doing metered mail, how weird it is. Like, depending on the dimensions of what you're sending and the timing, it gives you all the options. And it is funny that sometimes the one that takes a week is more expensive than the one that takes, like, 2 or 3 days. It's really strange.
When you have your meter at the office,
I don't know how they figure it out.
Are you hooked up to a network that is updating the pricing and stuff all the time?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It's always on.
I always wondered how that worked in an office.
Don't forget the various DJV downloads, including our DJV Health download. Jack and Jack Star. I always say Jack and Ken. I shouldn't assume that people know who I'm talking about. Jack Stockwell and his website, Forbidden Doctor, holding a lot of focus on what you need in the cold weather for vitamins and minerals. And we talk about the recent pig heart transplant on a recent edition of it. So if you want to check on medical info, you can do that on our podcast with Jack Stockwell and Ken Kronhaus at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosis and colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on? 23 after the hour. What is going on? Conversation about people. An important part of our conversation daily here. The DJV social media, the Twitter, the Instagram account, facebook.com/DJV show. If you go there, you'll see a picture of me in a bathrobe. And the bathrobe is
you
a bathrobe.
You want people to come to our social media site, right?
you'll see. I want to know what your father thinks of this. I have a bathrobe on. It's no secret that I do the program in my bathroom. But why should I not do it in my bathroom? There's no, people have been after me for years to do a Facebook Live video of the program while we're doing it. But it's too complicated because everybody's everywhere and I don't want to get dressed, basically, as the bottom line when the rubber hits the road. So anyway, we have this posting of me in a bathrobe of the American flag, and the conundrum is whether I should keep it or not, because I like displaying the American flag, frankly. But the bathrobe was made in China. And so there's this question. And so Jay asked me yesterday whether I wanted to burn it. And I actually looked at it. I said, I don't think I can. I don't think whatever this is made out of would burn. So at any rate, so if you want to.
It sounds lovely, by the way.
Yeah. Answer the question.
I don't know if it would burn.
Answer, well, it was given to me by a very dear friend. And so the thought was cool, except he didn't know that it was made in China. That's all right. If you would like to look at the picture and then answer the question, what should I do? You're welcome to do that on our social media. Meanwhile, some sad news for those of you who remember comedian Louis Anderson. Did a lot of television work, right? I guess he's lost a lot of weight because he's got some kind of blood cancer. And that's nothing. There's nothing about that that's any good. Nothing about that. Hasn't he played a woman in some...
Baskets. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's the show. I don't know if it's still on. I think it is. And then he was in the new Coming to America movie, which he was in originally, the original one back in the 80s.
Right.
Yeah, he's actually done, he's been around, he's been working steadily for a really long time, but now, you know, he's being treated for this blood cancer in a Vegas hospital, so.
How do you weigh 300 and, he says he's lost, what, he's down to 275?
I think he lost 40 pounds.
He's a pretty big guy.
Yeah, he is a big guy. I don't know. I just feel badly. I know what this will do. It just it literally eats you up. And I don't know if there's a way around it or not, but it's hold a good thought for Louis Anderson at any rate. From Sex and the City, Steve Brady has a problem. He's in And Just Like That with the ladies. Apparently, there's a hearing life story, a hearing loss story. We were talking about this earlier. I thought I'd let you translate this for everybody and how it works, how this on the show is a kind of a warning, if you will, or a story about losing your hearing. Just as we were talking about, you know, smell and taste being lost to people who have COVID, hearing loss is nothing. I mean, it's like, what do you do about it?
What?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, David Eichenberg. Yeah, I mean, the long and the short of it is David Eichenberg is the actor who plays Steve Brady. He, in real life, has suffered from hearing loss and wears hearing aids. And so when they called him to do the show, the reboot, he said, well, you know, I got hearing aids now. So they said, all right, well, we'll write it into the show. You also probably know him,
Doug,
from Chicago Fire.
He's in Chicago Fire.
2012, yeah.
Yep, I know that. Yep. All right, so there's that story. Stories galore on the DJV program, 28 after the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220. Attorney Advertising. William Stepacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Scranton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
What are you going to do with your old car? You could try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Republicans blocked President Biden's self-proclaimed amp-partisan voting rights legislation Wednesday night. Two Democrat senators, Kirsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, joined the GOP in opposing changes to the 60-vote filibuster rule. The vote failed by a 52-48 count. The Supreme Court on Wednesday rejected President Trump's executive privilege and will now send his administration's records to the mostly partisan January 6th committee. Democrat Senator Zoe Lofgren from California on MSNBC.
We'll be getting the visitors' logs, the call logs,
the outtakes from the videos that he made as people were trying to talk him into asking the mob to leave the Capitol. And it will help us put together the picture of what happened leading up to the riot and on the day of the riot.
USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The COVID tests that should have been ready to go this winter were not. Reports are saying President Biden's administration spent COVID testing funds on housing illegal immigrants to the tune of $2 billion, putting illegal immigrants ahead of U.S. citizens, as one congressman calling it feckless. Republican Representative Ben Klein from Virginia on Newsmax Wednesday afternoon.
This administration has handled the COVID testing scandal in a terrible way, putting lives at risk. And making Americans wonder who's at the till here, who's in charge of this administration. It's certainly not Joe Biden. His administration has been feckless and wandering when it comes to using this test money, which was allocated by Congress. And instead, he's allowed radicals in his administration to redirect this money to provide support and housing for illegal immigrants coming across the border. It's not something that Americans want to see. And I think that there's a majority in Congress right now ready to take action to make sure that taxpayers' money is spent wisely.
2-1-0. Ignition and liftoff.
A package of 49 Starlink satellites that rode a Falcon 9 rocket into orbit Tuesday night from Florida included the 2,000th spacecraft to launch into SpaceX's broadband internet network. In all, 2,042 satellites now surround the planet. The latest Starlink mission was the 35th dedicated Falcon 9 launch to build out the network. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get back to our focus here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay is out today. We have our routine every day. Does it make it easier if you have a habit, like getting up in the morning, you know you're going to go to the bathroom, brush your teeth, you're going to engage your brain at some point in time thinking, okay, this is what I got to do to get out of the house. Or are you getting out of the house? the COVID situation with all the case numbers and the experts that are warning of another variant, perhaps. I know that in a couple of businesses that I'm associated with, the business of being back at, like, town hall in my community, people for the last year and a half have been working from home. And now there's a new administration. The administration says they want people to come back into town hall to work. There's a mask mandate. Wear the mask and do your work. Because they felt that there was a lot of not necessarily showing up and doing the work, even though you're getting paid. And I think that is the hardest thing to gauge, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like the responsible people, your husband, Victoria, is a good example of somebody who's working more than he did before. So, but then there are people who are remote, who work, and a lot of this stuff is here to stay, depending on the business. But there is the potential for abuse here. And I think a lot of business people are wondering, how do they get around it? How do they make it work for them? And even though, you know, there's a lot of concern about how different, just 2 years ago, how much different the workplace is today. And what do you expect? What do people who are just coming into the workplace who don't know any better, what are they going to do and how are they going to work versus the people that have been in the system for a long time and had this tsunami of change? So, I mean, you think about the various businesses. We know the radio business best. Jennifer, you and your father run a company in Los Angeles. You have about a dozen employees. But they can. How much of the technology can be hooked up to a computer at home? It's all computer, 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 computer. Everything
we
live our lives.
We were able to send people home at the beginning of the pandemic when everybody was pretty afraid, and so most people were able to do their job from home. But there are still things like that I still have to do in the office. I can't be completely from home, and quite frankly, I'm not as effective from home. I'm not one of those people I need to be, unfortunately, because I'd like to say that I'm one of those people. It was really nice to be home, but I am just not as effective.
I don't think people are as effective working at home for the most part.
But you know what, though?
Your husband is an exception.
If you've worked, not really, though, because I have other friends who work in a corporate environment where, you know, everyone strolls in, and then you sit around, and then you go and you get coffee, and then people go for a smoke break, and then you're talking. Like, it just, that happens. And I've worked in a lot of different, you know, larger corporations like that, where it's very much like, you know, the kitchen water cooler kind of thing. And I think people are, I saw people spend hours a day not actually doing anything and doing like maybe a few hours of solid work. And then they, you know, punch out at 5 o'clock. That happens a lot more.
Yeah.
I mean,
we
all work from home, so like we're not really seeing it that much.
Right.
But yeah, and those people are the ones who are jonesing to get back to the office because that's like their social life. So,
all right, so let's turn this around a little bit. As to various conditions that exist. For example, we all know the South this past weekend got belted, the East Coast got belted. There was a lot of, from pretty much the Mason-Dixon line and the Mississippi River up and north and east, horrible weather, rain, snow, and then people say, well, I can't go to work. So if you can't go to work, you can't get to work because you're driving to an office, but you can work at home. Do you work at home or do you just take the day off and get paid for it? One scenario of many, but think about it. By the way, the reason
I think is even more than that. Sorry to interrupt, but like snow days for kids, since we know that we can Zoom, it's funny to me that they're giving kids snow days when you could just put them in Zoom school, right?
Right. Yeah. Hello. So there's a double-edged sword here. If you're going to play by the rules, then play by the rules all the time. Don't make it so that it's convenient. Well, I have a snow day. Oh, let's hook up the Zoom and let's have class. And who's thinking about that in the superintendent's office or who's thinking about it in the boss's office? I'd be thinking about it if it was me. So I'm giving you, those of you who run businesses, some food for thought. Meanwhile, with regard to the weather, you've heard and seen, perhaps, I think we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, how warm it was in Alaska since the beginning of the year. Warmer up there than many places in the lower 48. And apparently that contributed because the jet stream, as it's working, got pretty inflamed, if you will, and grabbed a hold of a lot of the air that was in the Arctic that was warm and pulled it down. And so it clashed with the cold is from the south, interestingly enough, this year, and the warm is from the north. Is this La Nina? I always ask you that, Jennifer, because I never can remember which one is which, El Nino or La Nina. And which one?
Oh, and now you ask me so much I forget. I think El Nino is the wet and La Nina is the dry, right?
Yeah, I think so. Or is it you're having wet this year, so it must be...
Well, not really. So we had a wet December, and we had a little bit of rain, but it's been really kind of unseasonably warm the last few weeks in January. So, I don't know, it's kind of a weird year. El Nino is warm. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, speaking of weird, did you know... Do you care that corn, the corn we pop and the corn we eat are two different varieties?
Yeah.
Did you know that, ladies?
I did know that. Hey, I like that. My popcorn's almost ready.
Pretty cool, huh? Making popcorn on the air. The corn today is National Corn, it's Popcorn Day. It's Popcorn Week. How many people? I had. Jack Starkwell, who was my host, spent the weekend at his house out in Salt Lake. He has a movie theater in his house. And he and his wife make the best popcorn. They have these huge bowls of popcorn. So we didn't have dinner on Saturday night. We had a huge bowl of popcorn. And it's so much better whether you make it at home. You know, the stuff you get in the movie theater is awful.
Terrible.
And they still charge
$6. Not even worth going to the theater anymore. I know you love to go to the theater,
but
you can't even. I'm not even enticed by the popcorn. I make better popcorn on my own stove or in the microwave.
I get a Twizzler, a box of Twizzlers. That takes care of me. Chew on that. Anyway.
I get a Twizzler.
The corn that you find on your dinner table is likely unable to pop. I didn't know whether you knew this. We grow on the farm what they call. Cow corn. It's Brazilian corn, or the other way around. It's very thick, very heavy, very milky, and you can pop it. Whereas normal hybrid, it is the sweet corn, you can't do that.
Right?
And so I guess this is where trying to get to the bottom of why there are different kinds. I don't know that there's an answer to this. In our lifetime, there have been a lot of hybrids. People doing things with fruits and vegetables that change your DNA. But back in the 4,000 or 5,000 years ago, they didn't have that. But don't you wonder about not just corn, but anything that, where did tree seeds come from? Where does spinach seed, where was the first spinach seed? Right? I mean, think about any or everything that grows. When was the first one? Where did it come from? And this sort of feeds into my philosophy that we are not children of our planet, but we are children of other planets. Things have been brought here to grow, just like we're trying to go because we're ruining this planet. So we're trying to find a place to go where we can bring all of the stuff that we've had here. Well, who's to say that isn't what happened when this planet was sort of being created? Anyway. So am I getting off the? I guess I'm going down a rat hole here, into the bat cave. That's where, by the way, apparently some of this corn was discovered. The oldest bat cave ears of corn go back 4,000, 5,000 years.
They're super tiny, and so that's
very
why I'm
tiny.
Surprised
corn
that.
Kernels.
I would guess that. You know, regular corn, like I'm in New Jersey, so we've got Jersey corn that's, you know, kind of, it's one of the better things that comes from New Jersey. But you have to really dry it out before you can pop popcorn. And that kind of corn doesn't really ever fully dry out because there's so much moisture. So it makes sense that that wouldn't. I'm surprised because you said the corn on your farm is milky.
Well, the cow corn is.
Yeah, but you said you can pop it.
Yeah, it's got that squirty milk in it.
Yeah, right. Ugh. Yeah, you can find it. But
it's
you let
good.
It.
Oh, wait, wait a second. Wait a second. He called it milk, Jen. It doesn't
it's
have
not
a mammary
milk
gland.
From corn.
Doesn't have a mammary gland, though.
You know, the two of you can be replaced by a cow, probably, in this circumstance.
That would be riveting conversation.
It would be. Moo, 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 moo.
At least they wouldn't argue with you. There you go.
Yeah.
Right. I could have my own way all the time.
I know.
The interest in non-alcoholic beer, wine, and spirits is part of the focus of Dry January. This is a month when most people swear off booze. So have the two of you not had anything to drink this month?
Starting now. I'm having like a damp January. It's not dry.
Yeah,
it's damp. Not as wet as December. It's still a little damp. But these drinks.
A little moist.
Yeah. These drinks, though, are, I mean, this is like the new hard seltzer, but it's without booze. So everybody's buying these things. I was visiting with friends over the,
the
weekend. Maybe, because they taste sweet and there's no alcohol in them. I don't really like them, but, you know, it's sort of like the mocktail thing.
When you like, Mai Tais. No, not Mai Tais. What are you?
No, we like martinis.
Martinis.
We like dry drinks. We like them dry.
Yes, dry.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
But why?
I don't
what
like sweet stuff.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't like to drink
Lewis
my
that?
Sweets.
Lewis is very, very sweet. His name is actually Sweet Lou. So, yes, he's the sweetest thing, and then everything else is dry.
Sweet Lou. Anyway, I thought it was interesting that there's a big boom in phony booze. That's basically what this is. The People magazine story suggests that there is a huge market for this. And even in beers, right? Isn't there now on the market a brand of beer that doesn't have any alcohol in it? It seems to be
there have been non-alcoholic beers for a long time. They're just not that good. But, like, there's, you know, there's Fosé now, like fake rosé wine. And
Fosé.
Yeah, there's actually a brand of champagne.
Sounds like somebody you meet at the end of a dark alley.
I know. Fosé.
Yeah.
There's a brand, it's called Free, and they do non-alcoholic wine and sparkling that actually tastes pretty much like it without the alcohol. So if you want that taste of wine, you can get it that way.
But so you're a sommelier or whatever they call them. How does this affect you and what, you know, as you look for more creative drinks, mostly wines? Does this affect you? Is there such a thing as a non-alcoholic wine?
Oh, my God. I just said that. Did I not just say that? Did you ever hear me?
I thought you said non-alcoholic beer.
I said,
non-alcoholic
beer, and then you then you must have just blanked out the next...
Literally 2 seconds ago, I said there is a brand of wine called Free that makes pretty good wine and sparkling without the alcohol if you want the taste of wine.
I'm sure this conversation will make it into the DJV download, which you'll get in the next 24 hours. Meanwhile, this week we've had some very good conversations, as we always do, about various things.
Hey, Doug, have we had any good conversations?
We've had good conversations, yes. Betty White, Bob Saget, they're both still dead, Jennifer, and you can hear that conversation at DGVshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Past the hour now, time for our regular visit from the Soul Scout herself, the Psychic Scout. Mary O'Malley is here on the DJV program with some thoughts about how the psychic world works. There are a lot of people who are getting worked up about this asteroid that's heading. Maybe I should ask an astrologer. I could ask Maria Trilogy about it. But I wonder how these events, they seem to shake people up and cause more concern. Whatever it is, we seem to live in a fear-based society, and that, I suppose, is good for your business, in a manner of speaking, because most people that come to... No, it is. I mean, I think people get all shook up about this stuff, whether it's real or imagined. It gets into people's psyche, and they have no place to turn but to someone like you, who's sensitive and sort of aware. So if somebody comes to you for a reading or for a session and says, I'm just bugged out with all the stuff going on. I don't know. My body, my mind can't take it. What service can you offer? What can you do to help?
So, you know, mostly we're in fear, especially when we feel powerless. And, of course, there's a lot of things that have been going on that make us feel powerless, right? So it's about what do we have power over? What are we in charge of? Where should we focus that's going to be productive for us, basically? So it's just, you know, our minds can get trapped in that fear loop. So how do we break that loop? And so that's usually what it's about. And sometimes people have fears and they just need to, you know, even in their gut, they know the fear is wrong, but they just need to talk it out. And spirit usually comes through with something, well, always comes through with something that helps the situation. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I just wonder sometimes, I talk about this fear-based thinking a lot, and how it influences us. And I'm wondering, back to the beginning of people when they connected with spirit, mediums, people who are psychics, folks who get things that the average person doesn't tune into, you know, we're so full of fear. I guess that's the best way I can put it. And that, I guess, is probably good for businesses, too. It is. The whole business about whether an asteroid hits the Earth or, you know, whether we're going to all get COVID and die or whether we're going to have a revolution in our country and wipe out all of the people that don't agree with us, or whether Russia's going to go into, it goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Some of it's real, some of it's made up. Problem is, we can't tell the difference, I think, half the time. You think that's true?
I think our egos, our conscious minds, feel the need to walk down that road on occasion. It's really hard to filter these days because, you know, you get all kinds of conflicting information.
Mm-hmm.
So the best I can do is through spirit, which information is likely to be correct and which information is likely to be incorrect. But most of the time I find that when I start getting that way, because I'm human, it happens, I just have to shut everything down. I have to just stop the news. I have to just get away from it all for a few days and allow my allow that fear to dissipate, because I'm not focused on it if I'm not hearing it, so that I can actually hear myself, my connection to spirit. And it's either get in and do a whole bunch of research on your own if you have the time, or just let it all go for a little while so you can be quiet with yourself and hear mm-hmm. your truth, you know. Because some things might affect a whole bunch of people and not affect you. So you kind of have to know where you stand in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, there's a time stretch here. And I think that if I have any time, my mind wants to go to a book or a movie or something and get away from what I'm thinking. Normally, some people have that hole and they put bad stuff into it. They allow bad stuff to kind of like rush in. And, I don't know what to, I would like to say that anybody who had that problem ought to call Mary and get it worked out. A lot of seasonal digestive disorder this time of year as well. So find Mary. Call her at 800-341-9609. That's as good a way as any of being in touch with her. You can go to psychicscout.com or soulscout.net and find the connection with Mary as well. But certainly she's a fabulous advocate for you, and that's oftentimes what you need. Mary O'Malley with Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.